Hey everyone, welcome to Recovery Rocks. This episode is sponsored by the folks at Sour Humanoid Vinegar.
And
when I say the folks, I mean my partner who just started this amazing vinegar brand. Sour Humanoid is designed for cooking, created by a New York City sommelier who got sober after working at Michelin-starred restaurants and curating award-winning wine lists. This vinegar is an excellent way to make any meal special with very little effort. Check out some of the easy recipes at sourhumanoid.com. And we've had Nick on an episode before. He's, you know, a fellow sober entrepreneur, and we're excited to have Sour Humanoid sponsor this episode.
It's an amazing story, and I will give a brief testimonial just because I don't cook, but I have sent Sour Humanoid gift packs as gifts over the holidays to a couple of my friends who are big cooks, and it got rave reviews. So user tested, customer tested. And all thumbs up.
Hey, everyone. It is your favoritos, Tawny and
Lisa. Hey.
Hello, my love.
Hello.
Okay. So today, Lisa, let's talk about some alternative free support groups that are out there.
Yes.
Other than the traditional AA, which is an amazing resource, and they're all over the world, and they're online, and it's free, and it's like, it's obviously amazing. But we wanted to give a couple other resources out there for people looking for peer support.
Yes. Yeah. And just also, I think as we talk about this, with obviously I've done AA, as everybody knows, but and I do AA, but as a side note to that, I think we should just mention, even for people in recovery who choose not to do AA, but there may be other things going on, you know, like I know you have gotten a lot of help out of Al-Anon, which is a 12-step program, but without fully going in and doing all the 12 steps, you want to just mention a little bit about
really
what Al-Anon does for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So Al-Anon is a peer support recovery group that follows the same 12 steps and traditions as AA, but it is for people who love people in recovery, basically, or people that should be in recovery, people that are struggling with substance use disorder or alcohol use disorder. For me, I get a lot out of it because it helps with my codependency. It helps with me thinking that I need to control other people. It helps with, it helps my own recovery, having this free peer support that I can go to and hear other people struggling with, you know, their partner who is going through something that they can't fix, how other people are dealing with it, and why it's not our responsibility to fix it. Lisa, share the three C's that we all need to know.
Yeah. So basically, you know, the three C's is all about taking care of yourself in those situations. And how you do that is to understand certain things about what's going on with the person in your life who is struggling. And you know, it sort of goes to the old oxygen mask has to come down. You have to put yours on first on the plane before you can help others. So it's how Al-Anon helps you keep your oxygen mask on when dealing with somebody else who's struggling.
Yep.
And the three C's to remember about it are that you didn't cause it, you can't control it, and you can't cure it. So just keeping those things in mind. And for those of us who are in recovery, it is very helpful to remember that, or, you know, as my sponsor used to tell me, when I would get overly invested in trying to help someone else and putting myself at risk, she says, you know, they will take you out before you get them sober.
Yes.
So whether take you out means you're sober and you're going to go drink, or take you out meaning you're going to lose all these things in your life that you care about.
You're going to spiral.
Because
it can mean something so different. So,
yeah.
And
so
we'll have links to all of these in the show notes. So there's Al-Anon and two similar ones to that. There's CODA, Codependence Anonymous.
Yeah.
And then similar to Al-Anon is ACA, Adult Children of Alcoholics. Yes. So try, you know, if any of this sounds interesting or helpful to you, check them out. Again, these are all free peer support groups. And by this point, they're all online too. So you can try any of these meetings, have your camera off, take your name off, and just be an anonymous fly on the wall and just listen.
And listen to other people, you know, what's helped them, what's worked for them, what they're dealing with. You'll find a lot to identify with.
So Lisa, I just have a little list that I jotted down. How about we just go over it?
I think that's great.
Amazing. I felt like you were going to say that. I just
knew that.
Okay. So our good friends at She Recovers, they have tons of resources, tons of free online resources. They have some peer support groups. They have a wonderful Facebook group where I know Lisa and I are both members of this. Lisa is a She Recovers coach. Tell the listeners a little bit about She Recovers.
So She Recovers is really a, it's been a very kind of grassroots movement, group, very, welcoming, environment for anybody who identifies as a woman. And the idea is that it's not about recovering from alcoholism or, you know, drug addiction or mental health specifically. It is about whatever it is under the theory that we are all recovering from something, right? So there are people who are in She Recovers for multiple reasons at once, or perhaps one, but it can be grief. It can be a physical challenge. It can be a divorce.
They have eating disorder groups. And so what Lisa and I love about She Recovers, one of the many things is their motto is we're all recovering from something.
Yes.
And that is definitely the vibe that you get when you, they do have some paid things, some paid, like they do, there's events, She Recovers like, yoga. Yeah. They do an annual conference. They also have a podcast.
There's tons of stuff. They have a dance session online.
Yeah.
There's two virtual meetings. Yeah. Two virtual meetings a day. And, you know, it's free. So the Facebook group is where you really get She Recovers. And, you know, I know that's can be a challenge for some people because like, I know I don't spend time on Facebook anymore because it's just not good for my mental health. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you can get the information and then show up without having to, you know, hang out in a Facebook group or
Talking about Facebook groups, let's also talk about our girl, Ruby Warrington. She has a Facebook group called Sober Curious. So Ruby is the author and person who came up with the term Sober Curious that has literally changed the recovery conversation.
Yes.
So she has a really good Facebook group that has some moderators on there. And our friends at Seltzer Squad also have a Facebook group where people will do meetups. Like I saw in one of the Seltzer Squad groups, there was like four girls in Atlanta that all met in this Facebook group and then they all got like ice cream or something and posted a picture. And I just think it's so cool that that is an option now, you know, and they met on the internet, kind of like me and Lisa.
That's right.
Sober Curious.
We love
Seltzer Squad. And, you know, also podcasts. Check out the Seltzer Squad podcast and Ruby's podcast, Sober Curious podcast. She also discusses very nuanced recovery topics, like, you know, she had a recent episode about shopping addiction. Very interesting.
We'll post the like main sites for these people so you can check them out, and then if you want to go check out their Facebook you can, but we'll post links to their main pages. That.
And then while we're talking about social media, I want to just also talk about, just look up a couple different hashtags on Instagram or TikTok or Twitter, you know, hashtag sober, hashtag sober women, hashtag sober and queer, sober black girls club, There's, you know, look up whatever corner of the internet you're looking for. I promise it exists. There is, the intersection is there.
Yeah.
There's tons of free resources. If you just get on Instagram and look, do hashtag one day at a time, hashtag recovery. Yep. I mean, you will see inspirational quotes. You'll find podcasts. You'll find all sorts of really good information.
Yeah. I mean, it can be that easy. And it really does like go down. You have a list. Wait, you want to keep going down the list?
Well, I mean, I was going to say be discerning because it is the internet. Yeah. And
yes,
people,
yes.
You know, I'm not saying everyone who uses hashtag sober is going to give you great advice.
Oh, no, 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 no.
But we're just saying, you know, while you're doom scrolling on TikTok, why don't you just check out sober TikTok and just see what it has to offer for you.
Or if you're me and you have not downloaded and don't intend to download TikTok, you can look on Instagram or Facebook also.
Yes. Just check it out. Just check it out. I mean, there's tons of stuff out there. Okay. Did you have something to say, Lisa, before I went to the next one?
No, I think that is, no, go ahead. Let's go to the next one.
So the next one is SMART, SMART. I forgot what it stands for. Let me Google that real quick. But SMART recovery, I really like the SMART recovery approach because it's based on, is it CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy?
I believe it is.
Yeah. So it's like, I've been to a few meetings and there's a someone who's leading the meeting and you're doing actual work in these meetings. You're leaving with a tangible list of ways to manage feelings, ways to just approach certain conversations, difficult topics. And there's nothing wrong with a support group where you're just sitting around talking about what's going on. That there's definitely a place and time for that.
Oh yeah.
Whereas SMART recovery is focused on like life is kind of hard right now. Here's some behavioral tools that you can integrate into your sobriety toolbox.
Right. Right. Yeah, I think that's great. I have never, I have no experience with SMART recovery, but I do have friends who have really found it helpful. And I will say that sometimes, you know, it can lead people to, you know, finding a group like that can lead people to say, hey, I need a little more or I need a little less. And these groups can be stepping stones to whatever kind of patchwork you really put together for yourself. And that is a big thing about She Recovers, is that they support fully any and all pathways to recovery and have really, you know, developed this idea of exactly that, a patchwork of, I like this from that program, I like that from the other program, and I make my own recovery, you know, look like what it needs to look like for me.
I love that. So it's like perfect transition into our next bullet point. The folks at Big Vision. So it's like, you know, maybe you go to a She Recovers yoga class online and then you find a Big Vision IRL event in New York City to attend. So I really like how Lisa worded that. There's tons of different ways of, you know, a couple weeks ago, we talked about my new favorite word, syncretism, where it's combining certain parts of different religions to make your own belief system. That can also be implemented to finding your own recovery program, where you take a couple things that you like from She Recovers, from Big Vision, from Al-Anon, and then then you build your toolbox.
Do you want to talk about what Big Vision is?
Yes. Sorry. I just like totally dove in. So Big Vision is a nonprofit here in New York City, and they host sober events. I've done a couple events with them, and we've had Eve on an episode, Eve the founder.
Yes.
Her on an
Eve Goldberg. She's
Eve
amazing.
Goldberg. She lost her son to addiction, and she started Big Vision in his memory. And there's tons of online events, in-person events, all free for just, her goal is to give people free things to do that don't involve alcohol.
That's right.
So I want to give a shout out to another amazing nonprofit, the folks at Road Recovery. It was founded by two music industry professionals, Jack Bookbinder and Gene Bowen. Gene got sober, and they were both Jeff Buckley's manager and tour manager. So if you're listening and you don't know who Jeff Buckley is, honestly, hit pause on this podcast and go listen to Jeff Buckley.
Yeah.
And then come back. So they were Jeff Buckley's manager and tour manager. Gene got sober and he started a nonprofit and brought Jack with him. And the whole mission is to help empower young people to stay sober through music. So, I mean, how on brand for Recovery Rocks. We got to give Road Recovery a shout out. They've done amazing things. They've been around for like 25 years. They're truly changing lives. And it's been a big part of my recovery. I've been a volunteer with them for a couple of years, help the kids, you know, writing song lyrics. And I got a lot out of attending the peer support meetings too. So,
and you got to record and perform with cool people.
Oh my gosh, I did. The people that they know from being in the music industry, a lot of them are sober. Like Lisa says, cool kids get sober.
Oh my God.
If a cool band is coming through town, you might see someone you recognize at a Road Recovery meeting. So, if you are interested in getting involved in Road Recovery, you don't just drop into these meetings. It's very structured. Reach out to them, check out their website, learn how to get involved with Road Recovery. But it's free peer support and honestly, like a music education as well. It just doesn't get any better. And then something else I wanted to touch on that I recently learned about is this group called GRASS, GRASS. So it's Green Recovery and Sobriety Support. They have a Facebook group. They have a Zoom. I think they're just Zoom. But it's for people that are implementing cannabis in their recovery journey. And I know this is a little controversial, but Lisa and I are all for whatever works for you.
We
are in full support of harm reduction, and GRASS is a perfect example of harm reduction. I mean, if you're getting off of a hard drug and using cannabis instead, we see that as a win. You know, we just stay alive. We want you to stay alive, whatever you got to do.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just what we feel. And I think there's just a lot of, there's a lot we're still learning about how it all fits in to people's recovery. It's a very private, very individual kind of thing. But for people who might be helped in, like Tani said, harm reduction, your idea, whatever recovery looks like to you, you know.
Totally. And I mean, we're seeing the rise of the California sober conversation. And this is a perfect
fit. This is basically like California sober.
It's a California sober support group, I guess, or a Facebook group. But if that interests you at all, check it out. If not, that's cool too. I'm so glad that we did this episode, Lisa, because there's so many wonderful free tools out there. And I'm glad that we can put something out so people can learn more.
Yeah. And I think it's really important that there is not, as we always say, not only is it just not one size fits all, but it's also this idea of, look at what, I do 12 step, but I also do She Recovers and we also do our, there are all these pieces that you can incorporate. And, again, it's a long term, recovery is ongoing and, it will ebb and flow. Some of these groups may be more relevant at different times.
That's a good point. There's I was really relying on Al-Anon in early pandemic for a good couple months. I was going to Al-Anon every single morning and it gave me the support that I needed. And I don't go that nearly that often anymore, but I know it's always there and that I still have those tools with me every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a music minute for this?
I have a pop culture minute.
Okay.
So are you watching The Bear on Hulu, or did you watch The Bear?
It's teed up. I'm about to watch it.
Okay.
I just finished Severance. So.
Oh, okay. Well, we have to talk about that.
Oh my later. God. Yeah.
Okay. So The Bear, I don't want to give too much away, but something that I really, really like about it is they do show Al-Anon.
Oh my God.
Which you don't see a lot on television. So I think it's an interesting show anyway, but I think the fact that they're showing that is really cool.
Is that on Hulu?
It's on Hulu.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know any songs, but.
Oh, yeah. What do you think? Yeah. I mean, of course, when I think about support groups, I think about like With a Little Help from My Friends and of course the Chili Peppers, Me and My Friends.
Oh, or My Friends Are So Depressed. That one works too.
That does.
Okay. So check out some of these groups, take advantage of these amazing resources and let us know what works for you and
create your
own toolbox. Do what works for you. You have our full support. And until next time.
Yes. Not that you need our support. See you next time. Thanks for listening. We hope you like what you heard. If so, please hit subscribe and consider rating and reviewing us so others can find us. Tawny, how can our listeners find you?
You can find me at Tawny M. Lara on all of the social medias. You can find my blog, sobrietyparty.com. Lisa, how can we find you and your amazing book?
My book is Girl Walks Out of a Bar, and it is available at bookstores everywhere and online. And you can find me at lisasmithadvisory.com. And I'm on social media at Girl Walks Out. Thanks for listening.